product which forms part of a multi-billion dollar industry, the UK, the biggest consumer in Europe. Today, a new report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime labelled the UK the continent's cocaine capital, with more than 1 million regular users. The World Drug Report for 2009 estimates a total of 860,000 users in England and Wales, a further 140,000 in Northern Ireland and Scotland. The report revealed a concentration of problem drug users in the capital, with around a quarter of all problem users in the UK living in London, a total of 74,000 people. Behind these shocking figures, though, lies another story, that of enforcement. Dr. Sandeep Javla, research director for the UN, says the war on drugs is having a noticeable impact.
The UK is indeed the largest market for cocaine in Europe, in Western Europe. In absolute numbers, it has the highest number of cocaine users in Europe. In proportional terms, proportional to the total population, it's actually in the second place. Spain is much higher than this in proportional terms, proportional to the population. There are changes on the cocaine market in the UK. Primarily, there is evidence that the purity of cocaine is coming down. Now, when the purity of a drug comes down and the price remains flat, in fact, in real terms, that means that there's a price increase.
The report says the quality of cocaine has dropped significantly in recent years. Police reporting that some substances being passed off as cocaine being only 5% pure. The UN says dealers are diluting their drugs with cutting agents such as dental and veterinary anesthetics that mimic the effects of cocaine but are much cheaper. A reduction in purity linked to a 50% rise in the wholesale cost of the drug signs that enforcement is hampering its supply. But on our shores, addiction remains a problem. Barney Guthrie from the charity LifeWorks says the war on drugs is not just about fighting supply or demand.
If you take a middle-class cocaine user and you said to them, right, we're going to stop you from using cocaine, they're going to drink more. And if they don't drink more, they'll probably have sex more. And if they don't have sex more, they'll probably overeat or undereat. Or, you know, there's a range of compensatory behaviours that people can choose from, and they do. And so focusing on any one is probably not terribly fruitful. And we know that prohibition as a policy has historically not worked well.
The Shadow Home Secretary has hit out at the government following the release of the report, calling it a depressing snapshot which underlines just how ineffective the government's strategy on dealing with the drug problem has been. The government yet to make comment.